This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1071, Ghost Stories That Help Your IELTS Scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Natives read books they enjoy, and you should too. This teaches your brain to engage positively with writing. Today, you'll hear a native conversation about the supernatural with reading tips you won't want to miss.
Aubrey, do you like scary stories?
Yes, I was just letting Jessica know I'm going to go see the movie Old. It's an M. Night Shyamalan movie in theaters now, and it looks really scary and creepy about people getting old well before their time, which is kind of one of my fears.
Really? Oh, that's funny.
I don't want to be infirm and unhealthy. Like, I just want to be young forever, which I know isn't possible, but hopefully even when I'm old, I'll still be able to be active, because that would be terrible.
Totally. I like more like supernatural horror stuff with like monsters and creatures.
I was
telling you before we started recording, by the way, guys, today you're going to hear a clip of a natural conversation between the All Ears English team, and we're going to teach you vocabulary for IELTS speaking and writing, and we're also going to give you tips on becoming a better reader. So all of that is happening in today's show, guys. So stick around. But I was telling you about a movie I just saw called Ginger Snaps, and it's a Canadian horror film.
Sounds amazing.
It's like so random. I heard about it on a podcast and I was so pleased and delighted with this gory movie, because that's my jam. Maybe that's not the best idiom to use about a gore flick, but I love it. I love all that stuff. So let's get into it, guys. We want to remind you first to go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS class. We have a new offer for Three Keys IELTS, guys. You want to get in on this. For the first ever time in history, you will get to have a live speaking class with both me and Aubrey and a group of students. Get those one-on-one classes with us as well, and the whole Three Keys system, before the price goes up. So guys, right now is the time. Get your name on this list so you can be invited, guys. This is the only way to be invited. Get on the list, allearsenglish.com/IELTS class, and then you learn directly from me and Aubrey. Okay, so let's get into this clip. Aubrey, do you want to introduce what this is and what the students are going to hear?
Yes, so we had a conversation about ghosts, if we believe in ghosts, if we've seen any or know friends who have seen any apparitions or anything supernatural like that. It was a very interesting conversation. This was part of our Conversations and Coffee product, where you get, you know, a conversation with the four of us that's fast and native, and then vocabulary lessons, transcripts, and a quiz. So if you're not in that program, you should be. Go to allearsenglish.com/fast, F-A-S-T. To sign up. And this is like a little sneak peek into one of the conversations that you get a much longer version for the rest of the conversation. You would need to be in that product. So let's go ahead and play the clip. Yeah.
Awesome. Let's listen.
What about you, Lindsay? Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, yeah, I do. Just because of exactly what Aubrey was just saying. There are too many stories I've heard in my life, and I don't believe these people are making this up. Maybe some people make it up for like a fun party story, but I do believe in them. I've never seen a ghost, but I've just heard too many stories that feel so real. So that's why I believe. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And, do you want to share it? Do you have any in particular you remember?
Do I? Yeah, no.
That you've heard from other people or anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just thinking of one that my friend Guy, who Guy is actually in our the Connected Communicator course.
So some of our listeners, I know that name, Guy. You always talk about Guy.
Yeah, so he and his family were refugees from Vietnam. And they moved into a big farmhouse in north of Boston in a suburb. And he has told me a story a few times where I think it was his dad that literally like watched a spoon move or change shape or something. Whoa. And he doesn't like go around making these stories up. Like he's a, you know, he's a no nonsense type of guy. He doesn't have time to make up stories like these, you know? Wow. So yeah, it's just too real. It's too real, these stories.
I think like, you know, I've been listening to this podcast called Philosophize This. And they're like right now they're talking about different how different philosophers like try and prove or disprove the existence of God and stuff like that. But I think this has a lot of crossover with ghosts. Just like, what do you believe happens after death? And just this idea that like nobody knows. Like nobody can say for certain if there is or isn't, right? Like who knows?
Who knows?
There's so much that's unexplained, and there's so much of even that scientists can't explain exactly what life is or where life comes from or where life goes. Like what is the consciousness? Where does it live? Is it energy? Is it tangible? Is it part of your brain? Like nobody knows. And I like, have you guys heard that statistic? I don't even know if it's true, but I feel like it is, how when we die, our body becomes like that movie 23 grams. It becomes like 23 grams lighter. Like there is something
that
leaves our body when we die, right? Like some sort of energy with weight. And so I feel like that does have to go somewhere. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I have experienced ghosts also. So
that's you have? What
I believe. I have.
Okay, now you obviously have to tell us.
Okay, I have two stories. I'll try and make them both short because I have two. So here's the first one. My grandma on my dad's side, she died 15 minutes before I was born on the same day and everything, like same day. Crazy. So on my first birthday, the phone rang at my house and my dad picked it up and it was my grandpa. And my grandpa was like, there's someone that wants to talk to you. And then he put down the phone and then my grandma's voice came on and was like, hi, babe. That's what she used to call my dad. And then, like, he just was dropped the phone and was, like, pale as a sheet. Like, my mom saw him. And on that day, the clocks in our house stopped at the time my grandma – I swear! The clock stopped the time my grandma died, and then they started up again 15 minutes later, the time that I was born on my first birthday.
Oh, my – okay. I have chills. Awesome. I have so chills.
I got shivers. I got shivers.
All right. So this was such an interesting one, you guys. This is something natives talk about all the time.
Totally.
Like asking someone, have you seen a ghost? Do you believe in ghosts? It's a really interesting thing to talk about. And it was a fun conversation to have.
It was really fun. I love talking about ghosts and ghost stories. And you know what? It is one of my favorite topics to talk about with people from other countries, because every country, every culture has their own beliefs, their own superstitions, their own experiences. Like I lived in Southeast Asia for a long time, not too long, a year, a little more than a year. I was in Cambodia and I felt like ghosts were just more real there because the people of the country had experienced so much more tragedy. And it was just a more immediate belief. It was like part of one's daily life, you know, like death and ghosts and all this stuff. So being in different places, having these conversations, guys, this is what you want to connect about with other people from other cultures. It's always a good topic. Okay, so let's pick apart some vocabulary that you guys can learn from that clip. You can go back and listen again after we teach you the vocab. And this is vocab, guys, that you should definitely use on IELTS speaking and writing because it's native, it's natural, it's interesting, and it's high scoring. So what's that first phrase, Aubrey?
Yes, so Lindsay, you heard her describing her friend Guy, and she described him as a no-nonsense type of guy.
This is
a great adjective phrase to describe someone who, like, doesn't mess around. They're not joking around a lot. So when they tell you a story, you know they're serious. They're not messing around, right? So this would be great for IELTS speaking if you need to describe someone or yourself to describe them as a no-nonsense type of person.
That is such a great phrase. Oh my gosh. I have never heard a student say that. Ever. So guys, you want to say that on IELTS. So when I was telling my ghost story...
Yes.
I love so it. Good. I love it. It's all true, guys. I may not be a no-nonsense type of girl, but that was all true. So I used the adjective tangible. This is a very useful adjective for IELTS, you guys. It's very high level. It's great for writing task two and speaking part three. Tangible describes something you can touch. That's it. Like it's that simple of a description, right? Something you can touch. We often use it metaphorically, though, if something is so thick, right? It seems like you should touch it because there's so much of it, like a feeling or a vibe, right? So we can say, when I was watching that horror movie in the theater, the fear was tangible. So it's like you could feel the fear of everybody around you. It was thick with fear. So we often use it in that metaphorical sense as well. Beautiful yes. word. Hello, everyone. Remember to get on this exclusive list, allearsenglish.com/IELTS class. We are sending you guys 4 things that Band 9 students do that you don't on the IELTS exam, and we are inviting people on this list to join a very special IELTS class opportunity with me and Aubrey. So guys, don't forget to get your name on this list, allearsenglish.com/IELTS class.
For sure. Exactly. I love that. Okay. And the next one, a really good simile that Jessica also used to say that she was or he was pale as a sheet. So this is very appropriate if you're watching or reading a horror story and your face goes white out of fear, that you could describe someone else or yourself as this. If ever you're telling a story and someone got scared or nervous, you could say they were pale as a sheet.
Yeah, totally. Like if you're asked about, you know, stories or movies, like Aubrey said, if you talk about cultures and traditions on the test, if you're describing a time you were just scared, maybe because you went to a theme park and you're afraid of roller coasters or something. Yes. Like anytime someone is scared, right? You could say they're pale as a sheet because we lose all the blood from our face, right? Our face gets pale. All right. The last phrase, guys, Lindsay said she got the shivers after I told my ghost story. So to get the shivers, have the shivers, it's just like you're shaking with fear. But again, like it doesn't have to be true. She's not literally shaking. It's just like, oh, that like really made me scared in my core. Like I really felt scared, honestly. So instead of just saying, oh, that was scary, then you're like, oh, that gave me the shivers.
Yeah, there are a few great expressions we use. Getting goosebumps, getting shivers, getting chills, which Michelle used to. How much more native and interesting are these instead of saying, I was scared? Like if you're about totally. To say, I was scared on the IELTS speaking exam, stop yourself and replace it with that. Say, oh, I got shivers.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, guys, you should listen to that little clip again so you can hear that vocab in context. But let's move on to our next piece of advice for you guys. Why is it so important to read? What should you be reading? And what does this do for your IELTS score?
Yeah, this is something that natives do that language speakers don't often think to do, is to read something that really interests them, right? I guarantee you any native who's reading a book, they're not reading it if it's in their native language. They're not reading it to improve their English. They're reading it because it interests them, because it engages them. So they're going to read it more often. They're actually going to learn more vocabulary from it because their brain is engaged positively with what is written. And you guys need to do that as well, right? Yes. Read things that interest you. If you like horror, scary books, yes, that's what you should be reading in English.
Yeah, exactly, guys. This week, we're sending out the Band 9 reading tip to that list, guys, allearsenglish.com/IELTS class. Get on that list so you don't miss that Band 9 reading tip. But this is how it connects for us, because Aubrey and I love scary stories.
Yes.
And guys, like I was just in a personal coach class this morning, and the student was practicing reading tests every single day. And she's like, I'm not seeing anything improve, right? Like She wasn't getting horrible scores. Like, she was around a 6.5, but she needs at least a 7. And so we talked about what type of story she enjoys. I was able to recommend some fun things to read, and replacing the reading test practice with just reading. Just enjoy reading 3 days a week, guys.
For sure.
So, yes, it'll give you vocabulary. That's the number one advantage. It gives you vocab to use on speaking and writing. It gives you ideas for speaking and writing. But guys, connected to your reading test, it improves your reading comprehension. If you're comfortable with reading, if you're approaching that exam with confidence, then you're going to do better, right? It's as simple as that. So we want to recommend some horror stories. I have 3 titles to tell you guys about. Now, if you don't specifically like scary stories, it's okay. Just listen up. One of my favorite series of all time is a Stephen King series called the Dark Tower series. In fact, I have a tattoo on my forearm about this. But the first book is The Gunslinger, and it's not horror. Stephen King writes a lot of fantasy stuff. This is fantasy, guys. It's like sci-fi fantasy. The first book is short. It's easy to consume. It is a very engaging story. Pick up The Gunslinger. It's the first book of the series. Like I said, it's short. You guys will mow through it. You're gonna love it. Now, a scary one from Stephen King is Salem's Lot. Also amazing. It's a classic. It's about vampires. I love it. Now, I also want to recommend, guys, before we finish up today, something a little out of the box. Maybe some of you will enjoy reading a graphic novel, a comic book. So I, of course, love comic books. If you guys are on Netflix, you guys have probably seen that show Sweet Tooth. Everybody's talking about it today. It's based on a comic book, guys. The author is Jeff Lemire. I haven't watched it. I've only read the comics.
It's so good. You got to watch it with your son. I think you guys are going to love it.
Okay. So the series is also good, apparently. Yes. But it is based on a graphic novel. Pick up the graphic novel, guys. I'm going to recommend one series from him called Gideon Falls. This is a horror genre comic, and it's incredible. The art is beautiful. But guys, the way he writes is so engaging. Enjoy reading is my point,
yes,
right?
Yes, I want to add one really fast. Cool. I just saw that. Did you ever see the show Dexter on Showtime?
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
I just saw that they're like rebooting it with him.
No way.
He's living somewhere up north and he's like married. And so it's the same character, Dexter, but sort of in a different situation. It looks like it's going to be amazing. So I would also recommend the books that series is based on by Jeff Lindsay, all of the Dexter novels, like Darkly Dreaming Dexter, Dexter is Dead, all of these books.
Oh, fun.
And then that series as well, right? Oh, so good.
Oh my gosh. That also reminds me of all the True Blood books and the series.
Oh.
Those books are so fast and so fun. Oh my gosh. We could go on forever about books and TV and movies, but we'll stop there, guys. Hopefully you've heard at least one title that you are motivated to check out. But anything you're interested in, guys, you can find a story about that. I promise you. Find something you love to read, guys. It will help your IELTS score. And 2 last reminders, guys. If you liked that conversation and you want more like that, allearsenglish.com/fast. And remember, get your name on this exclusive IELTS class list, guys. allearsenglish.com/IELTS class.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet.
Awesome. We're excited to see you in class. And I'll see you next time, Jess.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.